Bush administration critics say the decision to invade Iraq, policies relating to detainees, and the prisoner abuse scandal at the Abu Ghraib detention facility in Iraq have left the United States more isolated than ever. P.J. Crowley, who worked in President Clinton's National Security Council and now advises Senator Barack Obama on foreign policy matters, says the candidate has vowed, if elected, to pursue diplomatic engagement and restore America's standing in the world. He made his comments in an interview on VOA's Press Conference USA.
I think President Obama will believe that it's important to engage the world. It's important to not have alliances, not for alliances' sake, but because you obtain both effective action and legitimacy, which is very important in terms of dealing with crises wherever they might occur.
Former President Jimmy Carter says the United States has lost its moral authority under the Bush administration, but in an interview with VOA, he says that could be quickly restored by a President Obama.
In his inaugural address, he can say, when I'm President of the United States, we'll never torture another prisoner. While I'm President of the United States, we'll never go to war against another country unless our own security is directly threatened. When I'm President of the United States, we'll be the champion of human rights all over the earth. You see, in 10 minutes, he could spell out for the world and for America, of course, the changes that he could make.
Obama's position on diplomatic engagement contrasts with that of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, particularly on the issue of Iran, according to P.J. Crowley.
One of the areas where there's a sharp disagreement between President Obama or potential President Obama and John McCain is over Iran. Our relations have been frozen with Iran for 30 years. And hardliners on both sides have dominated that relationship and made it very difficult for the United States and Iran to come together and have a serious conversation and really meaningfully address all of the issues that confront us.
But Republican Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia says Obama and particularly his vice presidential running mate, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Joe Biden, are on the wrong side of the issue.
On the most important national security question facing this country, which is Iran, Joe Biden has been wrong. And he has continued to pursue a policy of engagement of a terrorist sponsoring regime, which is just not the direction we need to go. And when you take into consideration the energy question, when you take into consideration the question of Iran being a destabilizing influence, a threat to our national security, a partnership that they have with Hezbollah, Hamas, and threatens our ally Israel, we've got a serious problem.
McCain, in addition to opposing engagement with Iran, also took issue with the Bush administration's move toward engaging North Korea, which administration officials argue has convinced Pyongyang to begin dismantling its nuclear facilities. Republican conservatives have argued the achievement has come after large concessions by President Bush. Obama has welcomed the administration's decision to engage North Korea. Another key foreign policy issue where Obama and McCain disagree is Iraq. Obama has pledged to withdraw most U.S. combat troops within 16 months of taking office. McCain has said U.S. forces must stay in Iraq until victory is achieved, without regard to a particular timetable. Although Obama and Biden initially disagreed on the decision to go to war in Iraq, Biden voted for the war authorization in 2002 while Obama had been opposed. Obama's advisor, P.J. Crowley, says the positions of both men have come together since then.
I think there's a general consensus that one way or the other, Iraq was a mistake, a costly one. And whatever we achieve there will not redeem, you know, what it has cost in terms of Iraqi lives, American lives, and the expenditure of $1 trillion or more.
Crowley says other important foreign policy challenges awaiting the next president include China, Pakistan, and the threat posed by Al-Qaeda. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Denver, Colorado.